In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. When company is coming over to your house, what do? Well, if you're like most people, you clean. You clean and you clean and you clean so that your house is as clean as possible. I'm sure many of us do that when company comes over to our house. Well, why do you do that? Why do you clean incessantly before company comes over to your house? I suppose you could say it's because you like a clean house. But if that were the case, your house would be clean all the time, and it probably isn't. Or I suppose you could say it's because you don't want your company to be exposed to any germs. And again, that's nice of you, and it might be part of it, but if that were the only reason, why are you willing to expose your family to germs but not your company? That makes no sense either. And so why do you clean and clean and clean before company arrives? I think part of the reason is because in every aspect of our life, we are constantly trying to justify ourselves. And let me explain what I mean. Non-theologically speaking, to justify means to prove your worth to others. It means that to prove that you are righteous to others. It means to prove to others that you are on the right side, whatever that right side is. Basically, to justify yourself in a non-theological sense means that you're trying to prove to others that you are worthy of honor. And whether or not we realize it, we all are constantly trying to justify ourselves to other people in this world, and not just with our clean houses either, but in almost every aspect of our life. Think of a child. Think of how the child tries to justify himself or herself to her parents or teachers by boasting in the good things they do while making those silly excuses of why they didn't do things perfectly. Think of the teenager who has to justify himself in his college application by writing that perfect essay or by showing all the extracurricular activities that they did. Think of the adult who has to justify himself at a job interview by having the perfect resume or by nailing that interview. Or perhaps most of all in today's world, think about how people have to try to justify themselves on their social media page, either by spending over an hour to get that perfect selfie picture, or by only posting perfect pictures of their perfect families doing perfect things so that they can get as many likes as possible and all their friends think they have their life completely together. Do you see how we have that desire inside of ourselves to justify ourselves? Now, let me be clear. That desire is not necessarily wrong. The Lord can use that desire to justify ourselves in order to give us many blessings. Capitalism is based on that desire to justify ourselves. Advancements in medication or technology came about because people were trying to prove their worth, and we put a man on the moon to show how worthy we are. And so that innate desire to justify ourselves is not necessarily wrong. But that innate desire can cause problems in our life. It can cause problems when we are consumed by it. It can cause problems when we start living a fake life instead of being who we really are. Or it can cause problems when we get our priorities mixed up, and that's really brought about in our text, the story of Mary and Martha. For in our text, that reading from the Gospel of Luke that we read earlier, Jesus was staying at the house of two sisters, Mary and Martha. And these two sisters had two completely different reactions to Jesus, didn't they? Martha was busy with all the preparations, making sure the meal was made, the house was clean, and Jesus' bed was just so. while Mary was just sitting there at Jesus' feet and listening to his word. And as we look at this story, it can be very easy for us to just kind of blast Martha. It can be very easy to just say, well, don't be like Martha. Instead, be like Mary. Don't be distracted by all the things of this world, but make sure you take every opportunity you can to listen to God's word. And that's good. We're all sinners. And so we all need that reminder of what our priorities should be. We need that because of the sinful flesh that we have. But if that's all we say here today, if I just say to you, don't be like Martha, instead be like Mary, recognize that is a law sermon. A sermon that's just telling you what you should and should not do. A sermon that cannot justify you, but instead will either lead to pride, look at how good I'm doing it, or despair, I've done it terribly. And so instead of just preaching a law sermon, instead of just saying what you should or should not do, I want to talk about this whole idea that we have inside of ourselves, that natural reaction that we want to justify ourselves, and show how this beautiful story shows us the only way that we can be justified. For look at Martha. Why was Martha doing what she was doing? Why was she busy with all of those preparations? It wasn't because she was not a believer in Jesus. She was a believer in Jesus who knew the power of God's word. She made a beautiful confession of faith at Lazarus' funeral. And it wasn't just because she wanted to do something nice for Jesus. That was part of it, but not the entire story. Instead, Martha was so busy with all the preparations because she was trying to justify herself. She was trying to prove to Jesus that her house was a worthy house for the Son of God to stay at. And can you blame her? I mean, imagine if Jesus, the Son of God, was coming to your house. Would you spend a lot of time cooking? Would you spend a lot of time making all the preparations so that everything was just so? Of course you would, and I would as well. And it's not because we're not believers who don't know the power of God's word. You're sitting here right now. And it's not just because we want to do something nice for Jesus. That would be part of it, but not the entire story. Instead, if Jesus were staying at our house, we would want everything to be just so because we have that desire to justify ourselves and we'd be trying to prove to Jesus that our house is a worthy house for the Son of God to stay at. But do you think of how foolish that is? For the entire reason why Jesus came down to this earth was not to see if you could justify yourself. But the entire reason Jesus came down to this earth was to justify you. It was to make you worthy enough to be with him for all eternity. For Jesus knows who you are. He knows that no matter what you do for him, and no matter how many good works you do, he knows that you are still a sinner. You see, Jesus isn't just scrolling through your social media page, only seeing the perfect pictures of your perfect family doing perfect things. He doesn't just come over to your house after you've had all that time to cook and clean. But he sees you and your house at every single moment. He knows everything about you, including all the sins that you have committed, including those sins that you have committed in private. Jesus knows them all. He knows who you are. He knows that you are a sinner. And so it's foolish for any of us to try to justify ourselves to God. It's foolish for any of us to try to prove to God, look at how worthy I am. God knows who you are. He knows who I am. He knows that we are sinners. In fact, that's the very reason why he came down to this earth. It's the very reason why he was in that house of Mary and Martha, and it's the very reason why he comes down to you today. he comes down so that he can justify you, so that he can make you a sinner worthy enough to be with him for all eternity in heaven. And Mary knew that. Mary knew that Jesus was the one who would justify her. That's why Mary was doing what she was doing in that story. It wasn't because she was just the lazy sister who never wanted to make any preparations. And it wasn't because she didn't want to do something nice for Jesus. I'm sure she had that desire. But she was just sitting there at Jesus' feet and listening because she knew the one thing that was needful. She knew she needed to hear the message that Jesus was speaking to her. For think about what was happening as Mary just sat there and listened to Jesus. As Mary just sat there and really didn't do anything, which is a whole lot easier than running around and trying to make all sorts of preparations to prove your worth. But as Mary just sat there and received that word from Jesus, what was happening to Mary? Mary was being made justified. You see, Jesus wasn't talking about the Jerusalem soccer team. But as Jesus was sitting there talking with Mary, he was showing how he had come into this world to be the Savior. He was telling Mary that he was that promised Messiah, the one who was prophesied to Abraham in our Old Testament lesson. He was telling her that he was the one who would shed his blood like all those sacrifices and win forgiveness for all the sins of the world. He was telling her that he would not remain dead, but on the third day would rise victoriously to conquer sin, death, and Satan forever. Jesus was proclaiming all those glorious truths to Mary. And so as Mary just sat there and received, basically did nothing but just sat there and received, she was being forgiven. She was being justified. She was being made worthy of eternal life in heaven, just as you are right now. For as you sit at the feet of Jesus right now and simply receive, not trying to prove your worth to him, but simply receive the gifts that he has given to you, as you're doing that right now, Jesus is justifying you. He is forgiving your sins. He is making you worthy enough to spend eternity with him in heaven. Is it any wonder why Jesus said to Mary that she had chosen the better part, which will never be taken away from her? For the gifts that Mary was receiving of forgiveness, life, and salvation, the gifts you're receiving right now of forgiveness, life, and salvation, these gifts can't be taken away from you. They will last forever. And let me use myself as an example. When I was young, I loved baseball. And I played baseball all the time. I practiced it all the time and played it as many games as I possibly could. In fact, I'll admit, I often tried to justify myself through baseball and to show that I was someone of worthy honor because I was a good player. And I suppose that was the reason I was somewhat successful. But now? Well, it's been 18 years since I played in a baseball game. It's been taken away from me. Recently, I played in a July 4th barbecue wiffle ball game, and I realized that's probably the closest thing I'll ever get to a real baseball game again. And even if I were good enough to make the major leagues, even then, I couldn't play baseball forever. Eventually, I'd have to retire. It'd be taken away from me. And so is everything else in this world that we often use to try to justify ourselves. Grandma can't cook Thanksgiving dinner forever. Your house is going to get dirty again. In fact, your very life will be taken from you one day. That's why none of those things can truly justify yourself. But the gift that Jesus is giving you right now, the gift of forgiveness that he won for you when he bled on Calvary's cross for your sins and rose victoriously from the dead 3 days later, that gift he is giving you right now, it'll never, ever be taken away from you. It will last forever. This is how you are justified. This is how you receive the gifts that Christ won for you. This is what church is all about. Church is not about learning what we have to do to prove our worth to God. Church is not about doing things for God to show us, look at me, I'm good. Church is simply about receiving. Sitting here and receiving the marvelous gifts that Christ Jesus won for you and for me by his death and resurrection. And so there's no reason for you to keep trying to justify yourself. There's no reason for you to justify yourself in the eyes of the world, and there's definitely no reason for you to try to justify yourself before God. You, right now, are justified. You are justified because Jesus has died and risen for you. He has taken away your sins. And every time you just sit back and receive his holy word, listen to Jesus speaking to you as you are right now, every time that happens, you are being assured that you really are justified and you will remain justified for all eternity. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed as is printed in the bulletin.